What is the difference between Treaty Hockey Tournament and Alberta Native Provincials?
The main difference is that Treaty Hockey is completely community-based, meaning you have to play for the nation that you're registered. We have a lot of requests coming in from different First Nations saying that their home nation doesn't have a team and their kid wants to play, and they thought that they could just jump on a team in treaties, but that's not the case. You have to play for your home nation. The reason we did that was to keep that community pride going and making sure that you represent the home nation that you're with. For Stoney, for instance, where I'm from, we live in a great place where we don't have to pay rent, we don't have to pay power or anything else, and it's, you know, it's part of being a Stoney member, right? The biggest difference is that we're completely community-based. We don't allow anybody to import players from any other reserve. Saying that, we know there's an issue with goalies. If your nation doesn't have a goalie, they're allowed to pick up a goalie from a different nation. And then the females, we do have a four-import rule where they're allowed to pick up four girls from a different nation that's in good standing with Treaty Hockey, meaning that they paid the community fee to be a part of Treaty Hockey.
Give us a little bit of background. How did the Treaty Hockey Tournament first get started?
It got started by a gentleman by the name of Adrian Soloway from Siksika. He was founder of it. He got everybody together. Really, everybody's going to the Native Provincials every year, spending a lot of money to go up there and getting blown out by super teams, so to speak, not having these little communities, giving them a chance to go up against stacked teams and stuff. So the Treaty 7 area got together, Saddle Lake and Muscogee, they all got together and they decided, well, let's make, you know, Alberta Treaty Hockey and we'll make it completely community-based. Adrian's always the grandfather of Treaty Hockey, and it was his vision and his dream, along with his boss, Farron McMaster, and they got the ball rolling, and within a year, we had Treaty Hockey. We had a really good turnout that year.
Tell us a little bit about some of the community spirit that we would be seeing at this tournament.
Especially coming off of Native Provincials, a lot of people come back, and there's a lot more younger division. There's a lot more teams that come out because not everybody spread to different reserves. They're all, they come back and they play for their home nation. What happens, again, up at Native Provincials is that they'll get picked up by another team or another reserve to play for them until you get a championship. So down here, when they play for their home nation, you can see it and they play hard. It's their home nation that represents. Presenting, right? They'll have grandparents and parents and brothers and sisters, everybody coming to watch one team play. Like Goodfish, for instance, it's an annual thing for them. They come down and they come and watch their home team play, and that's what they enjoy doing. In fact, they own an awful lot of money in the city of Calgary to bring all their families down to enjoy watching these games. I think the forecast for the city was about $4.5 million is what they're going to make in the next week when everybody comes into town.
If people are wanting to come check out the games, people are wanting to just kind of follow what's going on, how can they do that?
A lot of it's word of mouth. We don't really necessarily have a Facebook page because we've had a lot of people put up miscommunication, misinformation, and just a forum for people to complain on. Having said that, a lot of the community reps do give out the information, the schedules, and we will be selling programs, souvenir programs or schedules in there. And then all the games are going to be held at Max Bell, Henry Viney, Rose Conn, and Satina Seven Chiefs. Our finals are going to be at the Max Bell Center on the Sunday, April 14th.
Final question for you, Marty. If people want to come check out the opening ceremonies, when will that be taking place?
So the opening ceremonies is going to be at the Satina Seven Chiefs building, the Thursday, April 11th at 7 p.m.
Marty, thank you for your time. Ish nish.